The Course's definition of forgiveness is a somewhat strange one. It says we forgive each other not for what we have done to each other, but for what we have not done to each other. Regardless of what you seem to have done to me, you are not the source of my pain. Behind every grievance that we hold, behind every annoyance, behind every fury, there's a simple statement that says, I had the peace of God until you came into my life and took it from me. And you are responsible for the dis-ease that I feel, for the disquiet that I feel, the unhappiness that I suffer with. And that, of course, gives the whole story away. Since God gave us his peace when he created us, there is no power on earth that can take it from us, except one thing, and that is the power of our own mind. No one in this world has the power to take the peace of God away from us, but we do have the power to give that peace to that person, to seize, to steal, to plunder. That is why the Course teaches us that anger in any form can never be justified. Because once again, anger is always a statement that says, you have taken the peace of God away, and therefore you deserve to be punished. And the lie is, of course, that only I have taken my peace away. And the good news is that we are not going to be punished for it, but simply forgiven for what we never did. And so the Course in Miracles teaches us that in my truly forgiving you for all the unjustified grievances I've held against you, what I'm really doing is forgiving myself for my secret sin of having separated myself from my Creator and from my Source. And just as I can extend the Holy Spirit's forgiveness to you, I could also now begin to accept it for myself. And in doing that, I remember that I can indeed turn around and not find this wrathful, furious God who will destroy me, but a loving Father who, just like in the parable of the prodigal son, will welcome me back with open arms. But in order for that to happen, what I must do is begin the process of recognizing that perhaps, just perhaps, it was I who was wrong instead of God. And I'm not the one who knows what my best interests are. There's a passage in the Course in Miracles that reflects this. It comes near the end of the text. There is no statement that the world is more afraid to hear than this. I do not know the thing I am, and therefore do not know what I am doing. Where I am, or how to look upon the world or on myself. Yet in this learning is salvation born, and what you are will tell you of itself. What this statement means, and the reason the world is so afraid to hear it, is that we are wrong and the Holy Spirit is right. That we are not the ones who could determine the nature of our problems or the source of our discomfort. And certainly, we are not the ones who could begin to know what the solution is, what the miracle is. But there is someone within us who does know. And all that he requires, what the Course calls a little willingness, all that he requires is that we begin to at least question something we have never questioned before, and that is that perhaps we were wrong and he was right. Perhaps separation is not the truth. Perhaps anger is not salvation. Perhaps the source of our problems does not lie in what is outside of us. The world's miracle attempts to change the problem where it is not. The Course says of the ego that its fundamental maxim is seek and do not find. And we continually seek all over the world, whether it's in our personal world or the world at large, for answers to problems that cannot be resolved because they're not the real problem. The real problem is that belief that began the son's dream in that ancient instant, the dream that he could be separate from his father. The true miracle does not aim to solve a problem where it doesn't exist. The true miracle brings the problem back to where it truly is, which is in our deluded and sleeping mind. And it's beginning to choose the miracle that slowly begins the process of awakening from this fearful and nightmare dream that we've all made to be our home. It's the recognition that we are not the ones who choose what reality is. We are not the ones who choose what salvation is. Our only choice is to turn within to the one who does know what reality is and what salvation is. He is the one whom we turn to for the miracle. He is the one to whom we go and say, "Help, all I know is that I'm no longer happy. This world is no longer fun. I have misused my mind, and now I need your help to turn it around so it can bring me back home." That is what the miracle is all about.